الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ورفعنا لك ذكرك. In this ayat where Allah Ta'ala says, we have made your remembrance very high and very honorable, O Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. The personality, the person, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is extremely high. Just his remembrance also Allah Ta'ala has made very great and very high. Allama Allama Haqqani Rahmatullah Ali gives a beautiful example of this. He says we can give it an example which in our times which we can call a seminar. That a seminar is taking place and afterwards it breaks up into various workshops. Into 12 workshops he gives an example and he says that in each one of them, workshop, you find that Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is heading that workshop and he is giving advice and guidance to all who are there. The first one he explains is of the great kings of the world and how they had ruled and how their army strategies were, and they are all standing very humbly in front of Rasul Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and each one asking questions, how we should do this, how we should do that, and Huzur Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is explaining to each one and they all understand that this is the right and the perfect way. So in every field Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is that great leader they find there. So with regard to that he said all the great kings of the Arabs and the Ajam, that is the non-Arab lands, the kings of Rome, that is the western Eastern Europe on that side, and then the kings of Syria on the other side, all the great kings of Iran and of India, and all the great kings of Egypt. In other words, all these great, great people are there in this workshop, and they are all now asking their questions. Amongst them is the great king Harun al-Rashid, who was famous for his great justice also and his great rulership. And then we find Ma'mun also there. We find the great Salatin Saljuqiyya, the kings of Saljuqiyya. Today, unfortunately, we are more accustomed to Western history, what we are taught in schools, and our Islamic history, unfortunately, we are not aware of what these great people are. And in our minds, I am impressed today, the Western rulers, etc., because that is all that we have studied. And our own history, unfortunately, we are not aware of. Then we find behind them further all the great leaders of Egypt. And they were also very great leaders, and in Turkey also, and all the Arab countries as well. We find there, for example, Bayezid, who was a great king also, Bayezid Yıldırım. And we find there the Fatih Muhammad, the conqueror of Istanbul, modern day Istanbul. And then also we find Taimur there, who was also a very great king. And also Alauddin Khalji. All these great, great people we find there, Sultan Mahmud Ghaznawi. All of them are standing there and taking advice. And each one, as he's putting his question forward, is totally taken aback and amazed by the answers given and by who are they all given and who is leading this whole workshop. None other than Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That is a master, a complete master in that field also, and they all turn towards him for they crave for their advisor. Then we find in another workshop, so to say, where all the great philosophers and all the great think tanks of the world were, and all of them are standing there and asking questions of their various matters in their philosophy, in their deep thinking, and in the correction of the akhlaq of people, how to discipline people and how to correct all the etiquettes which have to be in people. And these people also who were deep philosophers and had very deep thinking, they are also in that one workshop, and they are also all standing with great, great respect and honor for the leader there, for the person who the personality who is leading that workshop, who is also none other than Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Among them we find great, great people like Bu Ali Sina, the person who is known as the father even of modern day medicine. Abyssinia as he's called, but actually Bu Ali Sina, he's also standing there. We find Abu Rayhan Bayruqi also standing there, Zahir Farabi. These were all great, great people. And Shahrastani Qaisar, Tusi, and the great kings of knowledge and of philosophy. They are all standing and asking their questions, and each one is given such an answer that is totally amazed. And who is the leader here again, who is controlling all this, is none other than the teacher of all teachers, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So Allah Ta'ala has made Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam and his position so high that all the people of the world of various sections, each one is a master in his field, and was acknowledged by all the people of his time, and the people that have come later all acknowledge them as great, great people. But when they find themselves, so to say, in the presence of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam and taking advice, you find them like a child who is still just starting his ABC in front of Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam is controlling and giving them such answers which they could not even ever dream of. And all these people in their various fields, and as we will go as concisely forward with the various other aspects, they were all masters in the field, but in front of Huzur sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they are like little children sitting in the first year class. And Huzur sallallahu alaihi wasallam is giving them all the answers. From here we can get a brief idea of what the honorable position of our Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is, and we should result for us that reading durood as much as possible on Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and adopting all, we should try and adopt every sunnat of Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That will be the deep talk of intelligence on our side if we also just become humble in front of Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam and understand when these great people have humbled themselves, then how much more shouldn't we humble ourselves? May Allah give us all tawfiq.